see that.
Hello, Sam.
Good morning, Sam. It's Amy with Local Splash.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Other day in paradise, cannot complain.
Yeah, you sure can't.
I bet you I could now.
Well, you can, but most people don't care.
Most? I'd probably go a little higher than that.
So how can I help you?
All right. So obviously I've never called an SEO company before. So when I have to work on things like where I live,
mm-hmm.
and which should not be, this is probably a red flag for you. You're like, what, guy can't even give me a stable address? Here's my problem. I have several addresses, but I have to make sure which one I can actually use. And
okay.
If you had an app, I could explain why, but let's not talk about that issue now. I was going to ask you, see, when you said Facebook is going off right now, and does that mean Google's not? What does that mean? Does that mean, because Facebook was like, what, 300, and it's an extra 200 to add Google. So can you just kind of give me the Reader's Digest version of what that means?
Sure. So Facebook is a really great way to advertise, and it's relatively inexpensive in that the lead cost and click cost is very low. However, the thing that you mentioned is that you want to be number one on Google. You want to have those things coming in from Google. So over a period of time, you will show up eventually in the first position on the first page of Google if you choose to go with the $2.99 package. However, the thing here is that it's getting the support. Instead of getting dual support with the Google listing and the Google ads, you're getting the dual support via Facebook and the Google listing. So it just depends on how quickly and how much work you want coming in. When you have two different platforms that are programming in on the Google listing, then you're going to see a stronger return directly from Google. If you want stuff coming in from Facebook and Google, then that's definitely the way to go. But just coming from your own words and what you specifically said was why I determined that package to be better for you. The Facebook ad package is a fantastic package. It is obviously at a lower cost. It's very, very successful. But you're in a very competitive industry, and you are in a densely populated area. So Orange County altogether, but specifically where you're looking to heavily target Anaheim and through Yorba Linda, those are densely heavily populated areas. It's not like you're in some little cow town in the backwoods of Mississippi. So it takes longer for the programming to take hold. If you want a strong push from Google, then you need to go with the bigger package.
Fair enough. Let's just say we started to get this going. What is a realistic time for the, I'm starting from scratch. So what's a realistic time to actually get, like, my first phone call?
So the ads, either way, the ads, the Google ads or the Facebook ads, is going to be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, okay? The Google local listing takes 30 to 45 days for that placement to take hold and for you to have first page placement. The website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, and the directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. So what we always tell our clients is give us that full first 30 to 45 days before you expect heavy placement within the local listing on Google. But coupling it with those ads in the first 7 to 14 days gives you a strong push and can generate the calls coming directly to you much faster.
Let me tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking if you could get me to the first page in 3 to 6 months, that would be a miracle of God, because one, I'm mm-hmm. probably going to pushing it that hard, because obviously every third month I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to know, like, all right, so that monthly cost is that like it, or is it, or is there more?
No, there's no more. That's it for the monthly cost.
You talked about a click cost, or?
So a portion of the budget, whether you're going with the Facebook ads or you're going with the Google ads, the Google ad package is set at $4.99 a month. So $300 of that budget, of that $4.99 budget, is going directly to the Google ads. Okay. The Google ads are a cost per click, but my company incurs that click cost, Sam, not you. Okay. So we take that $300 budget, we select a number of keywords based on the services of where you're offering, the demographics of where you want to offer it, we do all of the optimization, we do all of the keyword selection, and then we go ahead and throw the projections out there. So the cost per click for your category is between $5 and $10 per click, okay? If you go with the Facebook ads, the Facebook ad click budget is only $100 of that budget, and those are between 5 and 50 cents a click. So if you want the push on Google, then you go with the bigger package, and it's going multiple Google actions coming together at once. It's going to give you stronger placement, and it's going to give you a stronger return directly through Google. If you want to spread it out a little bit, then you do the smaller package and you do the Google listing along with the Facebook ads. It just depends on how you want to target.
All right, I see what you're saying. What if I wanted to go Google only and not really interested in Facebook? Is it discouraged? Does it make a difference? How does that work?
No, if you want to go Google only, then you're going to do the $4.99 package, because that's the Google, and that's going to be the Google ads along with the Google local listing. You don't have to do the Facebook if you don't want to.
Is that included? Is that excluded? How does that work?
It's all included. So the $4.99 package gives you two spotlight positions on the first page of Google. The first one at the top in the ads. The second one within the local map on Google. It includes the website, all the directory submissions. It includes the Facebook business page, not the ads, just the business page. It also includes mobile platform programming, review generation, reputation management, Amazon Alexa, call tracking, along with the dashboard.
Okay. Got it. All right. So, all right. And you're thinking 45 to 60 days before it hits the first page?
With the local listing, yes. We get the ads up and running pretty quickly. So those ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, which is the first section above the map where it says add next to the listing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that because I'm picking also a tighter demographic, and I'm not like saying, see what I'm guessing is, if I said all of Orange County, now all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's a whole different ball game.
No.
Talking about.
No, those ads will still be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The bottom line is this. We have to, for the local listing, you know when you do a search how the map pops up with the little red dots on it?
Right.
That's called the Google local listing. That's the local service map, okay? So the verification process for that alone, we have to send that PIN code out from Google. So Google has to, we submit you, Google sends the PIN code. That alone takes 6 to 10 business days. Then you receive that PIN code, you give us that PIN code back, we do the verification, and we finish the optimization and the programming to put that local listing on the first page. Okay, the second position, which is above that at the top in the Google ads, that is just a much faster return and a much faster programming because it's strictly ads. We submit to Google. We are a Google Premier Partner. Our Premier Partnership lies in the ad campaigns that we run. So we've done the local listing so well for so long that Google deemed us a Premier Partner to program in for the ads. We submit between $3 and $5 million in ad spend every single month on behalf of our clientele because we have over 10,000 clients across the U.S., okay? So just to give you an idea, this is where the extra level of expertise from Google that we've been deemed and granted. That's why we're able to get those ads up and running faster is because we want to show you a strong return on investment sooner And the ads just take less time.
So basically, you're just recommending, what you did is, instead of going over this and that and the other, just kind of went with the, this is kind of what, based on what I'm saying, you're saying, yeah, just do this, right?
Correct. Correct.
All right, cool. I appreciate that. And I figured if I knew enough when you first talked to me, and I wasn't just like, problem was when I first talked to you, I'm never sitting still.
You what?
I'm always driving. I'm never sitting still. I'm driving.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard to multitask when you're doing something you've never done before.
Right.
Now the question that I have now is, so I brought up Huntington Beach Carpet Cleaner, and I got this green check Google guaranteed. Get it done on Google, pays you back. And then I get all these, but what I find out is the guy that's 5 stars in 2+ years, 2 years of business. And then you got zero res, 18, 17. But I noticed you got people with 1 year in business, first page. And I'm like,
let me clarify a couple things for you. A, Google Guarantee is a completely separate program, not one that I'm offering you at this point because you don't have your licensing, insurance, and tax ID information in place. In order for you to qualify for Google Guarantee, it's a completely separate application fee. It's a completely separate process. Those are guaranteed leads coming directly from Google, which would be an excellent program for you. But first, we have to get you verified within the local map because Google looks for that verification coming from us before they're going to qualify you as a Google Guarantee client. So that very top thing that you're looking at there, Carpet Cleaning Experts, the Aura Carpet Cleaning, Angel Carpet Cleaning, the Google Guarantee with the checks, that is a completely separate program that's off the table until we get you verified. Okay?
That's what you went to talk to me about the other day that went right over my head.
Now, the other two sections, since you've got it pulled up, and I pulled up carpet cleaning in Huntington Beach, which I'm located in Huntington Beach. We work from home. I'm located in Huntington Beach, so I can see what you're looking at. Here, it shows there's three different ads listed right there. Okay, that is the first section that we're talking about listing you in. Then down below that, where it shows the little map, that's the second section we're going to program you in. Now, over a period of 3 to 6 months, you will show up below that in what Google calls the organic listing as well. You will have three positions on Google, but we don't pitch on the bottom one because it just really confuses people, and they just get so, like, you promised 3 spots. No, I said over time you'll show up on the bottom in the organic listings, but it takes a number of things. It takes the verification process. It takes getting the review generation. It takes getting the business consistently and accurately listed over a period of time. Now, as far as these guys having only been in business for a year or two, that just means that they're paying high dollar for the type of programming that they have. The number of years in business, whether it's 2 days, 2 months, or 22 years, doesn't really matter, Sam.
I'm seeing that because right next to 50 years is 2 years. Right next to 35 years is 1 year. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Those guys are paying for it. And they're probably paying super high dollar.
And so now we're going to get a little more personal.
Sure.
You said you live in the Huntington Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you probably know Surfside Carpet Cleaning. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, yellow vans parked all over with mannequins on top of them.
I've never seen it. I go in the same 5 mile radius all the time. I get all my groceries delivered. I work from home. I pick my son up at the football field. When I go out, it's on Saturdays and is usually out of town. Like, I'm a hermit. So I haven't seen it.
if you go by Hamilton and Newland, you're gonna see five Surfside vans. If you go down Beach Boulevard between Adams and probably about a mile heading towards the beach, you'll see a giant yellow truck.
Okay.
Mannequins on top of it. That particular owner, I'm not expecting that service, by the way. I don't expect that until 6 months from now. But he puts a van up there. Literally, he's got like a dedication to the 13 soldiers lost in Afghanistan. Like, and it says, remember,
wow,
then by Edison High School. I mean, so he's got a themed thing, and he's really known. That's Surfside Carpet Care.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I wanted you to know is because I've known that individual since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with him since 1999, and I can honestly tell you, that guy is competing with the likes of Stanley Steemer, Zero Res,
mm-hmm.
and Coit when it comes to, so nationwide companies. But let's back up.
Mm-hmm.
I have one van. I literally have, and I'm not lying to you, one job a day motivation. And you're like, what?
That's okay.
I'm literally only looking. See, I don't mind if it's only one call a day. If I'm not technically on the top of the world, I don't want 15 calls a day. I really actually don't want that. And I don't want all the sales calls that come when you finally do advertise. What I do want is enough.
I can eliminate those sales calls through the call tracking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. It's part of the features that we offer here. Yeah, I can help you with that. That's one of the chief complaints that we've had. So Local Splash has been in business for 17 years. Our CEO resides and lives in Fountain Valley. He's very familiar with our area. Like, he's not just some guy who just showed up and created this company. He's literally built it from the ground up. So when our clients come to us and they're like, listen, we want the services, but you've got to stop these solicitation calls. Like, he actually developed a call tracking app that allows you to actually DNC any number. But more importantly, we have a list. We have a pre-qualified list of automatic DNC numbers that go nationwide. So whenever a new listing is made, there's this particular set group of individuals who like just hammer them. We automatically put that new call tracking number into the DNC list to eliminate that stuff.
Man, the more you and I talk, the more. So the bottom line, I'm interested. I want to go forward. I'm ready mm-hmm. to put down the card and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like I gotta. So how?
The other thing I want to address with you real quick, Sam, is something that you mentioned about the address and stuff. So it's not a big deal. You've been very upfront about your particular situation, and we actually have employees that do similar things like what you're talking about. Because ever since we went remote, they're able to travel wherever they want. We've had employees that move to Missouri and still work for the company, things like that. So that's not a big deal. And when you give me that address, again, understand, we're only dropping the pin there, and it does not affect, we do not have to list that person's actual address. What we're doing is we're taking that information, we're submitting it to Google, and Google says, okay, we're going to send a PIN code to that address. If that is the business owner, that business owner is going to receive that PIN code. You receive that PIN code, and then you give it to us, and we input it into the system.
Now let me go really full disclosure on you. What's the chances of somebody, like, let's just say a credit card, let's just say a collection agency who's looking for me.
mm-hmm. Right.
Now I'm getting real full disclosure. Knowing that if Google sending me ad is, so this is just, is.
Yeah, no, it doesn't correlate. It doesn't correlate.
Then let me give you an address now.
Okay, hold on. Let me get into your account. Okay, what is it?
5575
mm-hmm.
Mitchell Avenue.
Tustin?
Riverside.
Okay. So that's where we're going to drop the pin. So understand, we drop the pin there. That's going to put you in the local map in Riverside. We can target Orange County in the ads. It's not a problem. Okay? And we can put your mile radius out 50, 60 miles. That is not a problem. But just understand that's where we're going to have that PIN code sent to, okay?
Because, I obviously don't want people to think that I live in Riverside, but I only want calls me or Melinda. I don't want, I actually don't want side calls.
Okay.
I live in that beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about, did you read about the Huntington Beach, I'm sorry, the 7-Eleven where this guy hit like six 7-Elevens on July 11th, shot six people, killed two?
Oh my God. Oh my
The 7-Eleven right by me was closed for like a day. And if you look it up, July 11th, 7-Eleven, you'll see that guy hit, killed one guy in Santa Ana. He shot the customer. He didn't even shoot the clerk. He shot the customer on the way out on the one where I live by. So, I mean, this isn't just like if you're the clerk. I mean, this guy shot six people.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, I don't want any calls or I don't want to service my area.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I used to own a house in Corona. Okay. I used to live at, before, back in like, 2000, we bought it in 2010, like in 2010, you know, down there at Green River, like right below, like where you take Green River out off the 91, and it used to not go through. There was those really nice homes at the bottom of the mountain on the left-hand side.
Right.
We used to own there. But crime started going up, things started getting crazy, and we sold by 2015 and got out of there. So,
because it doesn't look bad.
No, it doesn't look bad. But like now, I'm off Talbertton Beach, and I'm on the housing park, but like by Newland, I'm between Newland and Beach in the housing tract that's right behind Walmart, and we live on a corner lot, and there's even like a little cul-de-sac next to us, and it's crazy because we all have cameras, we all look out for each other, but even in these areas where the homes are worth like $2.4 million for a regular house, you know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely insane the crime rate and how things are just by living behind a Walmart. Like, if you don't have, you know, full-time security, or you don't have these gates and all that kind of stuff, like, it's literally taking over everywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. My friend I was telling you about lives right by you.
Mm-hmm.
He's more in the Adams and the Massapequa area, but said that, you know, same thing, like everybody that's lived there has lived there forever. And he calls them RV people, you know, the ones that buy the state pass and live at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them slept in their track, which is, you know, I guess was no big deal. But he got out of his track, got out of his RV.
Mm-hmm.
He walked into a random house.
Mm-mm.
And the guy that house he parked in front of was kind of wondering, like, who are you? And then he just got out. And then they walked into this lady's house, knocked, and said, you took our phone. You stole our phone. It was the other night at Ralph's store. It's like,
mm-hmm.
We want our phone, and we're calling the cops. And this guy looked at him and said, hey, wait a minute. You've been parked in front of my house,
mm-hmm.
you know, all night. You belong here. Lady's looking. It's like, you can stop harassing. The irony is, I was sitting there visiting my friend. I saw this guy walking. I didn't even know what was going on, but I went to pull out, didn't even know that's what was transpiring. It just looked like regular people talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of walking towards the side. And he was kind of like, you know, when a guy like kind of like, he's throwing his shoulders back and forth in defiance, like walking
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was looking like, for that area, that's like so odd.
Yeah. It is, but it's like literally everywhere, and they're resentful that we live in nice neighborhoods, and they're resentful, and they're on drugs. They're on drugs. I know that they're on drugs, and I mean, I understand everybody hits hard times. Trust me. I understand that more than the average bear, but the way that they go about
it, are you more than just an ad hookup?
No, no, not anymore. Not anymore. Thank God. Yeah, I've been sober 6.5 years, you know? So I understand that people fall on hard times and bad stuff happens everywhere. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that it's just the epidemic and the way things are nowadays, it's just absolutely terrible, especially for those of us that work so hard to earn and keep what we have, you know?
Oh, I don't, man, we could have a conversation. So, if I end up getting an office on Euclid and Crescent, I can use my office address, right?
Yep, we can re-verify you at the office, not a problem. And it'll be an easy process because we already have your information. So, getting into this, Sam, is your first name officially just Sam? Is it S-A-M?
S-A-M-U-E-L.
All right. And last name?
L-O-R-E-D-O.
Okay. And then which package are you going to go with?
Okay. So you presented to me how many packages?
I presented to you two packages. I gave you either you can go with the month-to-month or you can go with the year package on either of those. It just depends on how, you know, if you just want to go ahead and take care of it for the entire year, that's at $2,700. If you, and then it would not bill again until the August 13th of 2023, and then it's only going to bill in the $499 rate. But you have the ability to upgrade again back to the year package if you choose to. The $299 with the Facebook ads is $299 month to month, or you can do the prepaid on that is $2,500, and again, you have the same options.
So it's $299 or $499. And it's yearly or monthly.
Correct. Or if you want to do a 6 month, I could probably credit you for a 6 month prepay. Let me take a look. That's a three. 6 month prepay is at $1,500 for the Google Ad package.
Let's do that.
Okay. All right. I've got that one locked in. And in the first month, we're going to throw in an additional $100 on that Google ad for you for that premier package. So the first month, you're going to get $400 in ads from us. Okay.
Now, I'm not going to get any other bills.
No. No. I promise you. You're not going to get anything else. Okay. Give me just a minute here to go like this. Okay. Now, getting a little bit of information from you on this, Sam. Okay. So you do want to take advantage of the call tracking, right? Because you're tired of the crappy calls, the solicitation calls, correct?
And that's part of the package, right?
Yes. Everything I'm offering you is 100% a part of the package. If something costs more, I'll tell you, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. On the credit card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial?
All right, so do you have a problem if I'm having the credit card's not under my name? Person still lives with girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Is girlfriend available just for the voice verification? Because
no,
we have to.
No. She's available. She's a caregiver. She's Filipino, and she is available, but she's doing a caregiving job right now, and when he's doing 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. She'll be available literally at 7 p.m. I'll be picking her up tonight. That's what
Hold
she'll
on.
Be available.
Let me ask voice her. Hold on. Girl.
Oh.
I'm just messaging Chris and asking him. Okay. Let me go
I can always ask her and, like, I mean, I don't.
It's 30 seconds. It's literally 30-second voice verification. I can do it later on this evening or tonight.
Evening.
Like, or I can call it. Or I can call in the morning and do it. Tonight I have a thing with my son's football team, so I'm actually going to be gone until like 8:30 or 9. I don't know how late she stays up, but I can always call her and do it like at 6:30 in the morning.
So this is Google package, $1,500, 6 months, right?
Correct, 6 months. So that's going to cover you, let's see, we're in July to August, August, September, September to October, October to November, November to December, December to January. That's going to cover you through January. So what it's going to do is it's going to reoccur on February 13th. I'm going to read all this out to you in a voice verification. It's going to reoccur on February 13th at the cost of $499 unless you contact me before and re-up and say, okay, I want to do another 6 months or I want to do a year or whatever the case is. Okay.
I'm writing all this down because I'm sending a text to her.
Okay.
Well. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the card information. I'm going to give you everything that you need. If you want to wait to actually put it through until you do, you know, so you guys don't, I understand it's a credit card, so you don't want to, like,
get well, I'm just asking Chris his permission, and because I'm getting everything on the recorded line with you, I'm sure that it's going to be fine. It's not a big deal. Let me get a little more information from you, though. Besides the carpet cleaning, what other services are you offering?
Upholstery.
Okay. Are you doing both residential and commercial carpet cleaning?
Yes.
What about any steam cleaning for the ground or grout cleaning, anything like that?
I am capable, but no, I'm not going to offer that.
Okay. Do you have a logo or do you need one?
I need one.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page, personal?
I have a personal one.
Okay. Are you logged into it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, something not so funny, but funny, is I have four phones. Now you're probably asking me, it's like, you asked me about dealing drugs. What about you, dude? Four phones?
Nope, I just talked to a lady earlier who has four phones. She has a different phone for each version of her business. One she does lawn care, one she does landscaping, one she does tree service. So I can tell you there's very little that surprises me.
Oh, I have actually 12 total phones. I just have four on me.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful. You're funny. Hold on a second. Let me take a look here. Give me just a minute. Let me get in
there's
here.
There's a logical explanation for that. I promise.
People are, everybody's different. You know what I mean? It's all just, let me see. Okay. So you're actually going to get a custom website design with this. We're going to give you the basic splash page landing page, but you're actually going to get one of our really awesome custom websites because your category qualifies for that. So let me send you, hold on, let me go in here, make sure that I have that set. Give me just a second here. Okay. Giving him CWD because he qualifies with his category and he's doing the premiere.
By the way, that thing in the background, that was her.
Oh, okay. What'd she say?
Yes, when do you want to start? And I put RN, you know, right now.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Okay. So let me get the right package here. It's going to be this one. I'm giving you the CWD. So what's going to happen for this, Sam, is I literally just need her for 30 seconds for the voice verification. Like, I can tag – if she has 30 seconds for me just to do the voice verification with her, I can bring her in on the line with us. I can do the voice verification. She gives me her name. She verifies that she's paying for the service on behalf of your company, and that's it. Okay. But if that's not, if that's not doable right now, I can call her in the morning. I'll call you at 6:30 in the morning and we'll get you set up. Okay. With that. But I can go ahead. Chris gave me authorization to take care of it. Or the CWD. Okay. You have photos, right? No?
Yeah.
Okay. We can use stock photos until you get them. So, taking some before and afters. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, if I'm going to do something specific, I want to do something specific. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, for this, let me see here. So do you want all of your Belinda or just these two zip codes that you gave me, 92807, 92808?
Those two zip codes are actually Anaheim Hills.
Okay.
Just for your enjoyment only, something I found out when I actually had an S corporation that according to the wonderful state of California, there is no such thing as Anaheim Hills. It's just Anaheim. So So I found out that the 92807 and the 92808, just because the post office says it, doesn't mean it's California record. Just like Hollywood or West Hollywood, or you go to Beverly Hills, according to the great state of LA or California, that's Los Angeles.
Right. Northridge, all that shows up like that. All of that in LA over there shows up like that.
So your Belinda actually has several zip codes in which I don't know. It's just that I know that it's on the other side of the 91 from Anaheim Hills. I actually don't know the zip codes, but I know the Anaheim Hills.
Okay. So you just want those two zip codes for the target with the ads, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So you don't necessarily want your Belinda?
No, I do want your Belinda. I want Anaheim Hill.
Belinda. Let me take a look here at what all we've got. Okay. Okay, so your Belinda zip codes is only four zip codes. I'm going to put those in as well. It's 92808, 92885, 92886, 92887.
Yes. That's funny. I was doing the same thing at the same time.
Okay, let me grab these real quick. Okay, 885. Hold on, 92. Okay. What are the hours of operation? When do you want the calls?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash. Venmo, Amy, let's talk. I'm thinking about the, all right, so in this day and age, do I have to do like a Square for like taking
no.
a credit card?
No. Do you have PayPal?
I do.
Okay, so I'm going to put in here for payment integration. You can take all major credit cards through PayPal. It's just whatever the natural charge is through PayPal, and we can put that payment integration straight on your website. So say you do send somebody else out for the job while you're in the Philippines, right? You tell them to have the client pay through the website. They will have your Venmo code to be able to pay directly through the site. They'll have to be able to pay directly through PayPal or through the major credit card because it filters all of those, and that payment goes straight to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to actually set two client onboarding. Wait, you're logged into your Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I want you to do is go to your regular Facebook feed, Sam.
Okay.
And then in the upper right or lower right-hand corner, there's going to be three lines. It may or may not say menu. Click on that.
Okay. Groups.
No, menu. I don't want you to go to groups. I want you to go to see my profile.
Done.
Okay. Then it's going to show your profile picture, and it's going to say add to story, edit profile, and then there's three little dots on the right of that. Click those three dots.
Done.
Down at the bottom, it's going to say copy link.
Done.
Go to the text messages that I've sent you. And send it back to me.
Should have received it.
Got it. Perfect. Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to schedule your client interview. I'm going to schedule you for two different client interviews. The first client interview is going to be the basic client interview, and it's going to be to get everything initially set up, verification for everything, gain access to your Facebook, tell you how to send in photos, all the good stuff, okay? The second one is going to be a week from now, and it's going to be for the custom website design. So we're going to give you our basic complimentary website that comes with everything, and get that moving and up and going for you in the first 3 to 5 days while we build a beautiful site for you that's all inclusive with the package. And that one takes about 3 weeks to push out. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so your first client interview, I have available appointment times today. I can see if I can get you in between 3 and 4 p.m. Will that work for you? Or do you want to do it for tomorrow?
Let's try it. Let's go ahead and do the 3 to 4. Now, if I miss it for, in other words, if I'm not available,
they're going to make multiple attempts to contact you 1 hour before the appointment. They're going to send a text and an email reminder that says, hey, your client interview is coming.
That's good.
Okay. And then after that, if you missed it, then they automatically send out a text and reschedule it for the following day at the same time. But since you're paying and getting everything moving forward, we do want to go ahead and get it squared away as quickly as possible, okay?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to pay. So then when I ended up being difficult, you're like, we normally have the opposite problem. Normally we got clients bugging us, but we can't get the payment. Me, I'm paying, they may not be able to give me the service I'm paying for.
Yeah, no, we're going to take good care of you. Now think about your schedule next Thursday.
Okay.
Next Thursday, I need to set your CWD, which is Custom Website Design client interview. So what time do you want next Thursday? I have appointments starting as early as 7 a.m.
Let's do that.
Okay. And go like this.
So it's for me, when you have me on the phone and since I'm mobile a lot, you know, when you're mobile, sometimes going to less receptive areas. That's the best time for me because my problem is like sometimes I drive Uber. I turn on the app. Next thing I know, I'm now in Orange right by a Walmart with great reception. Then next thing, I cross over that 55 freeway. Now I'm going up into the Anaheim Hills where some three dead spots. Yeah, that's what I don't want.
Okay. So, Sam, what's the name on the card?
I don't have a card. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not talking about a business card.
No.
Credit card.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still thinking, God, I got to go down to, like, I got to register this freaking name. Do I want to, like, call LegalZoom and reactivate my, I'm like, so that's the mode I'm in. Like, you're going to be asking me all these. What number am I going to use? Okay. Visa credit card, it's Rosa Linda, one name.
Okay, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D-A.
Correct.
Last name?
M, middle initial.
Okay.
And last name is O-N-G.
Okay, got it. Hold on a second. Let me go in here. Let me grab Rosalinda's info here. Okay. And is she available for voice verification now, or do we need to contact her in the morning? Okay. So we'll just set that for the morning. No worries. Okay. And then I've got you set as the primary and only contact on this, so we're not even going to take, like, her phone number or anything. We're just going, I'm going to call you tomorrow morning at 6:30 for the voice verification, and then we'll do it. We'll just talk to her. Then you guys will be together at 6:30, right?
Right.
Okay. So you said it's a Visa, right?
Correct.
Okay. What's the card number?
4342.
Mm-hmm.
5623.
Mm-hmm.
5099.
Mm-hmm.
4628.
Mm-hmm.
0423 expiration.
Mm-hmm.
3-digit code is 125.
Okay.
And the billing address is the one you have on file. If you don't know the zip on that, that Riverside zip is 92505.
Yeah, I've got it. Okay, so we're going ahead and we are going to be processing for the $1,500 now. So
okay.
What I'm going to read the voice verification right now that's going to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and go over everything with you. So it looks like here in the billing, it's the straight $1,500. There's no additional taxes or hidden fees or anything like that whatsoever. Okay. Now, let me see here. Okay. So it shows me here that for the package to upgrade, I'm going to read everything out. So it's going on, it will expire on January 13th. So the last month that it's going to be good through till is through January 13th. When it re-ups on January 13th, it's going to be the $499. And then there's a hosting fee for the special website that we're giving you of $49. If you choose not to keep that, then it would just be the $499. Okay, so the reoccurring amount in January on the 13th would be $548 for everything, or you can choose to do another package like you've already done, okay?
And I'm guessing the package, like what I'm doing, is really preferable over the other one because it's cheaper if you pay up front, right?
Correct, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to read that all out to you now, and that reads, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
OMG, it's clean.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Samuel Laredo, owner.
Samuel, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is July 13th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $1,500. This is a prepaid account for a 6-month term. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes. There are no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. If you choose to upgrade to another prepaid package, you would need to do so on or before the billing, which is scheduled for January 13th of 2023 in the amount of $548, and that would reoccur monthly. If you would like to upgrade your account again or do another prepaid, please contact us by January 10th in order to take care of that, or it will automatically bill at $548 for the monthly. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, the last thing is this. I will call in the morning to do that voice verification with her. I'm going to call your line, and we'll get that taken care of. You should have received a text that says, Rosalinda M., thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that. There's a link in there that says click here to accept subscription terms.
Is that the one where I got to go reply for Sam Laredo, yes, no, maybe, more options? So I just go yes?
Hold on 1 minute. No. I'm going to send it to you just like this. So this is the actual terms and conditions of everything in the complete breakdown. So this is verification for the cardholder, and the name has to be typed in, okay?
I'm looking. Oh, I certify. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got it?
Never mind. Sorry. I was reading my email. Should have been paying attention to what you were actually telling me.
It's okay. It happens.
Okay, now I see username and password.
Username and password will be given to you within 3 to 5 days' time of client interview, which is set today between 3 and 4 p.m. My technician's going to call you from our 877 number, and go ahead and get that client onboarding taken care of. So just be aware that the call is going to be coming from our 877, okay?
Yes.
All right. So do you have any more questions for me?
At this time, I don't. I do, but I do have questions. See, normally, if you can't tell by me, the way my personality is, most businesses are the opposite of me. They want as many vans out and as many phone calls as possible. I am literally not that. But I don't want nothing. So, I'm just, whenever I need to get a hold of you, it's kind of like last time. I'll text you, correct, and you'll get back to me. You know,
yeah.
Obviously, if I'm texting you at 7 like I did last night, I'm realizing, like, okay, you're not going to stop what you're doing. You probably have a schedule, like, say, I'm working 7 to 5 today, but after 5, it's me time.
Right.
But you'll get a – so I'm expecting, like, 8 to – 9 to 6 – 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
It's 7 to 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. So you can just contact me anytime, but I'll also send out a series of text messages now, which will be my direct phone number and extension line, the number for client support. So you just call the 877 number. There'll be a prompt, Sam, and then you just say Amy Nelson, and you'll be connected with me. If you need help with the website, you're going to say website support. If you need help with the optimization or changing the keywords or any of that stuff, you're just going to say that, okay?
Yeah, I'm reading it. Yeah, okay. So I'm guessing what they're going to do is they're going to tell me, like, I have a little bit of homework and I have keywords to type in and things like that.
Yeah, well, they're going to go over all that. We dumb it all the way down, Sam. You don't have to guess on any of it. We're going to make it super easy for you. They're going to give you a list of pre-qualified keywords based on the demographics, what and where and how you're offering. They're going to send you a link to give us access to your Facebook page. Like, we make it super simple because, I mean, like you're active business owner. You're busy doing a lot of different things. We have guys that are literally up on the roof, like hammering, while they're giving me their credit card. You know what I mean? So we've got it down to a complete science here. Absolutely.
I am not too far from what you just said.
I don't doubt it.
So, yeah. Okay, so just to review, my two biggest concerns, like, so I'm just guessing if I'm not getting traffic, I won't have to contact you at some point. You may contact me and say, I noticed you're using our service. Doesn't look like you're optimizing service. I would suggest you do this, right?
Right. Well, we're going to always, you have a first touch call within the first like 3 to 4 weeks of signing up. We go ahead and include within that how to get the reviews. The reviews is going to be the main thing that you can do in order to help support this.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and we take you through that. And I'll take you through your dashboard. I'll show you everything.
So the other question that I had was, now naturally, when I read through Google reviews and I read through Yelp, Perry talked about, Perry is the owner of that said company, Surfside Carpet Care, who basically is a literally five-man company, small dude that has nationwide clientele quality. It's amazing what he's been able to do. But he is probably 80% more dedicated than I am out of 100. He lives and breathes this. I am not. But he is telling me that, like it or not, Yelp is part of your advertising.
It's your already included with your package, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought, does that mean that I got to go out and get a Yelp to, and then link it to you and then flop what you're saying? Okay, never mind.
Nope, we're going to take care of all of it. We're going to put it all under one hub. We, like I said, we truly try to make it as easy as possible. For the amount of money that you're paying, you deserve to have everything under one roof.
Honestly, Amy, I will be your only client that will tell you this. The amount of money I'm paying is ridiculously low. If you can literally deliver a quarter of what you just said. Because, well, I haven't, like I said, I haven't shopped around, but every time I've asked people, you know, like people that have asked people to say, I'm paying $1,000 a month or I pay $3,000 for my website. I'm like, for the website, not for the company, not for the maintenance, not for the pay-per-click, just the website.
Right.
And they're like, no, every time somebody clicks, I pay. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, wow.
They pay per click. They have a completely different type of thing. So with this, I did just send you one more text message. You get to pick the theme of your site. They'll go over that next Thursday as far as colors and all of those things go for the custom website. So you do need to review that, like when you have some time to just dedicate to which theme it is that you'd like better.
Well, it is Pride Month.
It is.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not my bag, but it is. Absolutely.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I actually think that was June, wasn't it? Not July.
I feel like it's still going on. I'm not 100% positive, you know, but I feel like it's, I have a couple of friends that engage in that, and I feel like it's still happening.
Here is a note on the side of what we're talking about. In the Philippines, 20 years ago, and like Thailand where I visited, it's like Pride Year. They don't.
Oh.
It is to the point where when young people that are 5 years old start dressing up, like nobody bats an eye, and nobody looks at it like that's odd parenting or that's different. It's nobody says nothing. It's like no big deal.
Right.
So I've been dealing, since I've been going to the Philippines for over a decade, so, and Thailand and some of these places, so I'm at that point when I first went there, culture shock, now I'm surprised, I'm so numb to it, like when it's happening here, everybody thinks they're chic and progressive, and I'm like, you know, these third world countries are more progressive if that's your quote-unquote gauge.
Yeah, if that's where you're at, like, it's not for me, but hey, if that's where you're at, I mean, it's at the end of the day, Sam, it's between you and God. What you choose to, and how you choose to live is between you and your maker, whatever that even is. Not everybody believes in God. So, like, for me personally, it's not for me. But, I mean, they're all humans, you know?